be honest. I have a pretty good life and a pretty good job, but I know that I'm kind of lazy. But when I read this, it makes me feel so much worse. Okay,
right.
I have a press release and about the author Max Hardberger. Am I saying that right, Max Hardberger?
That's correct.
Max has been an airplane pilot, a lawyer, a high school teacher, a writer, an adventurer, a sea captain piloting commercial freighters. World-renowned in his area of expertise, has spent the last 15 years repossessing illegitimately seized freighters.
Max can't hold a job.
Yeah, I had a grilled cheese today. That's about what I did. How's it going, Max?
I'm doing great.
Let me ask you, what is your official title when you were a guy who is basically, what, stealing back freighters that have been stolen by pirates?
Yeah, I'd say pirate's a good title.
Yeah, so you would in essence be like a good pirate, right?
Well, that's the title of the movie.
Yeah, and yeah, they're making a movie out of Max's life and his situations because he's doing the same thing that the pirates did. But who are these boats and freighters usually stolen from? Is it a United States thing, or where are they usually stolen from?
No, never in the United States. Thank God we're a country of law. They are stolen in countries where the judges are corrupt and will issue a seizure order for a bribe. Haiti, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Colombia, Trinidad, Mexico, Honduras, Ecuador. Oh, that's a bad one.
So Central America is really a bad spot. So, but what I mean, like, if we have something that we're shipping from the United States and it has to pass through Central America, what are our chances of it actually getting there?
Oh, no. In that case, in that sense, you're in good shape because it's not the ship. They don't go after the cargoes because that's too difficult. The cargoes usually are owned by a local.
Right.
So they go after the ship itself, which is always owned by a foreigner.
Oh, so there's really nothing they can do about it.
Well, very little except hire me.
Yeah, so I have a ship. My ship is headed out and it gets hijacked and I have what happens? Do they kill the people on board or do they just steal the ship?
Oh, no, this is done by the government. No, they don't have to do that. They take the crew off and send them home.
Right.
And put guards on board the ship, and then they sell it at auction and keep the money.
So they actually just issue what would be legal in their country to just seize the whole ship.
Exactly.
That's insane. And then, okay, so I lose one of my ships, but I need my stuff back, so I call you. And what kind of job is too big for you?
Oh, no, there is no job like that.
Like what? Like what? What is the biggest thing that you've ever recovered?
Oh, about a 700-tonner. A 700-foot-long ship.
And do you steal that back?
Sure.
How do you sneak away? Yeah, sure, it's not as easy as you make it sound.
Well, it's never easy, but you have to know the sea and you have to know ships, but it can be done.
And what kind of crew do you go in there with?
With crew that I've worked with before, seamen. I don't need military types or macho types. I need men who know their business, chief engineers, first officers, bosuns, that kind of thing.
Basically guys who can operate the vehicle.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're getting on the vehicle is getting to the vehicle and getting on it is the big deal, and then but once you got your crew in place, it's easy just to pilot it out.
No, it's not easy. Sometimes we have to go on board, and none of us have seen that ship before. The chief engineer has to get into that engine room that he's never seen before. He has to find out if we have enough air, enough oil, enough fuel in the day tank to get out. And meanwhile, the chief officer has to make sure that the anchor windlass or the other deck machinery is going to work. So once we get on board, it's just really the beginning of the rough stuff.
What is your time frame usually? Like, I know I'm not being too specific, but like what, say you have a ship that you are sneaking on and getting out of there, how much time do you usually have before somebody knows that you're trying to take their ship?
It could be as little as a few minutes.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine.
It could be as much as a couple of hours, but it's never longer than a couple of hours. Certainly you've got to be out of there, and you've got to be in international water before dawn.
Right, and then have they come after you?
Yes, I've been chased.
Really? And what's the most dangerous situation you've been in?
Well, I think the most dangerous one was the Maya Express when I took it out of Haiti during the revolution in 2004. There were no policemen. The roads were full of all the jails and prisons had been emptied.
Right.
And even the Haitians wouldn't get on the roads. And there I am at between 3 a.m. and dawn driving like a madman 4 hours to Port-au-Prince over roads, and it was so dangerous there wasn't a single other car on the road. So
I would have to imagine that it's a top dollar job for you to put your life at risk.
Yeah, it pays well.
Yeah, and certainly, are you a married guy?
Nope.
Awesome when you roll up into the sea bar and go, I'm the good pirate. Nice to meet you. I bet the ladies love that.
I don't normally say much about that.
when you see the story on TV about the Somali pirates taking over the ship, why are we not allowed to arm ourselves?
We are allowed to.
Well, what happened? Why didn't we? When I saw that, I don't know anything about the boat or the seas, but when I saw that rickety old boat with those little skinny black guys on it, I thought, give me a .38 and a baseball bat, and I should be able to work my way out of it. Why don't we have like an M16 mounted on the side of the boat and just blow that boat out of the water?
Well, traditionally, public policy has been very much against self-defense for merchant ships. And although merchant ships have always, of course, been able to carry cannon, and even today, the captain of every ship has the right to have his own small arms that he keeps under his own control. But now that the Somali pirates have shown that they just get encouraged by the paying of ransom, the U.S. Coast Guard has finally started encouraging vessel owners to arm their ships, and it's starting to happen. And once the Somali pirates, who are untutored, crude, completely unprofessional people, once they realize that their attack on a merchant ship is just going to end up with them floating dead in the ocean, and they see this on CNN because they learn their trade from the satellite television, then they're going to quit doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem to me, ironically, with you being on the show today, I was watching an episode, I think it was of Law and Order last night, a rerun, and it started off with a bunch of guys on a yacht, and a boat approached them, and the next thing you know, they were lifting cushions and pulling out machine guns, and I thought, that's the way all of our ships should be.
Sure. Make every ship a floating Q-boat. Remember the Q-boats?
Yeah, boats. I mean, just to be prepared. If you know, like, here's the other thing I was going to ask you. Have you seen Paul Allen's yacht, the Octopus?
I've heard of it. I've seen photographs of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was docked over here in Tampa for some maintenance not too long ago, and I went. I mean, this is a boat that has not one but two helipads on it.
Right.
It's got a boat that comes off the back that is, big enough for me to be happy to just own that boat. If I'm a pirate, that's the boat that I try to get. Those are the people that I want. What kind of security do you think he has on that boat?
Well, a pirate would have a hard time with that vessel because it goes so fast.
Yeah,
a merchant ship only goes at 10 to 12 knots, so they don't have too much trouble approaching them.
Yeah, but if I'm a bad pirate, if I'm the bad version of you, and I know that I'm going to rob a ship that's only worth it, that's worth getting on, then I'm coming after this one specifically. You know what I mean? And I'm armed with a vehicle that can keep up with it.
Well, then I would say that you've got a pretty good chance of success.
What do you think he's got on there, though? Is what I'm asking. Like I know that if I had his money in that kind of boat, that I would have a small A-team ready to just defend me at all times.
Well, he could. I have no idea, but it would certainly be legal as long as the weapons themselves were legal under Title III.
What is considered a legal weapon?
In the United States, it's just any federally, for example, fully automatic is not allowed, and over 50 caliber is not allowed. Anything other is legal.
See, when you're out on the sea, wouldn't you carry a fully automatic anyway, empty it into the pirate boat, and then just throw it overboard?
Sure. Well, but you would be breaking the law. I mean, if it's a U.S. flagged ship, then you cannot have a fully automatic weapon on board. Now, if you're a Panamanian or Liberian registered ship, as most ships are, foreign flagged, then you can carry any weapon. Those countries have no laws against weaponry on board.
Which is pretty much why we're losing the battle on the seas when it comes to facing the pirates or any other ships, because we're not allowed to carry the big stuff.
Well, I am working now with some people who are trying to get, and with the Coast Guard, to try to get that law against non-Title III weapons, to try to get those relaxed so that crews can carry serious firepower on board U.S. flagships.
Unfortunately, it'll probably take one person or one high-profile death before they make any changes. Well, unless a guy like you can convince the right people. We're talking to Max Hartberger, who is the author of Seized. It is a book that is accounts of him in his adventurous lifestyle, including stealing back pirates, ships that have been stolen by pirates. Now, The Good Pirate is a movie that's being made about this book. Do you know any details about that yet? Who's playing it? When it's coming out?
Well, actually, it's very early. I just had a long conference call last night with the producers. It's Point Blank Entertainment and Lone Tree Entertainment. And They just got, Point Blank just got through doing the Peter Weir movie, the Way Back, with Colin Farrell and Ed Harris.
Right.
So it's looking pretty good. Keith's going to write the screenplay, and I like his take on it. So I would say that screenplay should be done in about 6 months, and it should be about 2 years to see the movie.
We've all done this on this show before. If the movie is coming out, who would you like to play you?
When I was asked that before, I said Samuel L. Jackson. I think that's still a good answer.
If you got to have somebody in mind that you think, man, that would be awesome.
Well, at one time there was some talk about George Clooney, and Brad Pitt was signed on in another iteration of this same project at one time. So
really,
but yeah, that project, like so many in Hollywood, didn't coalesce. So at this point, I have no idea that, and I won't have any say so in that anyway.
Well, look, good luck to you. I can't believe you survived as long as you have. The book is called Seized. Get out and check it out. And Max, you're actually going to be in the Tampa area on the 13th of May. Doing an in-store book signing at the Inkwood Books over on Armenia. So maybe we'll hook up with you when you come to town.
Oh, I hope you come.
Maybe we'll get on the water and we'll go just steal a couple of ships. We'll go get a couple of kayaks from some guys
yeah,
and see
right.
how it works out.
We'll go steal a speedboat, right.
Good talking to you, Max.
My pleasure.
All right, take it easy.
Okay.